Morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. Happy New Year to everybody. We have 16 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, the weather, well, we had a beautiful day yesterday. The weather's about to shift back into Pacific Northwest winter mode. We have a warm front moving across our waters this afternoon and evening, followed by a strong cold front on Thursday night and Friday. That's going to create gale warnings in the weather. In effect from this evening through late Thursday night. Overall, today in our marine weather forecast, we have southeast winds 5 to 10 knots, but they're going to move around to the south and 20 to 25 knots with gusts to 30 knots by midday. Strongest winds will be out 20 nautical miles offshore, where a lot of crabbers may be setting pots, because the Dungeness crab season opens Friday, and since Tuesday, crab fishermen have been able to go out and set pots, which they will be able to go back and collect on Friday when the season opens. So a lot of people are going to be out on the water working in some pretty, it's typical weather, but it's also dangerous weather. So we're going to have west swells about 7 feet tonight at about 14 seconds apart later today as the weather develops. Wind waves from the south 4 feet. And tonight, though, combined seas could reach 14 feet by tomorrow. Combined seas could reach 18 feet. And by Thursday night, we're looking at 20-foot seas. So we could see restrictions on the Columbia River bar to both ship and other kinds of commercial and recreational traffic. It's just going to be difficult weather for the start of crab season, as tends to happen every year. But I was, when the weather was so pretty yesterday, I looked out over the Columbia River and could see the crab boats out there doing their job, heading out to sea. So at any rate, send your good thoughts to the fishermen as they go out and work in this difficult weather. Today on the Ship Report, we're going to be hearing from my interview with Captain Jeremy Smith, U.S. Coast Guard. He is the commander of Air Station Astoria and the captain of the port for Sector Columbia River. I talked with him about how the Coast Guard handles cargo ships coming in from foreign countries, and we had a very interesting discussion about that and about maritime security, so we'll be hearing more about that. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 4 inbounders, 3 in the Astoria anchorages, which all the 3 of them are all in the Astoria anchorage, and none, I think, in the Rice Island anchorage up by Tongue Point. We have 9 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the ANSAC Columbia River. She's arriving from Taiwan, headed to the Port of Portland. Her cargo is soda ash, and you can tell that by her name. That ANSAC is an acronym, ANSAC, for American Natural Soda Ash Corporation. So these ships, unlike many that come into the river, these ships always carry the same cargo. They're owned by the same company. A lot of the ships that come in here are referred to in the industry as tramp ships. They're sort of like trucks for hire if they were on the road. They change cargoes depending on where they go, and so they often are the ships that are undergoing inspections out in the anchorages, because they need to undergo inspections when they come in from other countries, especially if they're changing cargoes from, say, an agricultural cargo to a mineral cargo. Actually, the other way around, from a mineral cargo to an agricultural cargo. When food is involved, the USDA gets involved, and they have to make sure the cargo holds are clean. So things like that. That all have to do with ships that are changing cargoes frequently. But these ANSAC ships always have the same cargo on board, so I don't think that they have to go through quite the same type of inspections as ships that change cargo frequently. Next inbound is the Chemtex Pioneer. She's arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll arrive there probably about 5:30 p.m. Not sure what her cargo is, but I could put a bet that it might be wheat or some kind of grain. That's a pretty typical cargo for here, but she is a bulk carrier. The Sea Pioneer is arriving from Japan. She's headed for the Kalama Anchorage. She's a wheat ship. She'll pass Astoria around 7 p.m. inbound. The ATB, articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance, she's a Crowley Maritime articulated tug and barge vessel. And she's arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. Refined petroleum is her cargo. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Yunnan. She will be headed eventually to the Port of Portland to pick up potash. The Pantelis is awaiting orders, also off the Astoria waterfront. She's a wheat ship, as is the Amis Nature. She's awaiting orders as well. And in our outbounders, we have the Prabhu Sakawat. that is leaving Kalama. She's not really quite sure what's on board there, but I'll take a guess that it's wheat. She left about 4:30 a.m., so that would put her maybe about 9:30 or so passing Astoria outbound. The Serenity Ace is leaving Portland with probably at least some Fords on board, but maybe some Hondas as well. The Bahia One is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board at about 3 p.m., so she could be passing Astoria outbound by about 9 p.m. this evening. The Seven Seas Highway is heading out of Portland with Toyotas on board. She's another one of those high-sided car carrier. She's leaving around 3, so maybe around 9 p.m. past Astoria outbound. The Royal Innovation is leaving Kalama. Could have come in with steel on board. She may be going out with ballast water on board. Not quite sure there. The Warnow Mars is leaving Vancouver. She's probably leaving about maybe 3:30 p.m., something like that. So maybe passing Astoria outbound about 6 hours later. The Saga Horizon is leaving Vancouver. She could have come in with wood and steel on board. The Sarika Nari is leaving Longview with wheat on board at about 11 p.m. That would put her past Astoria about 3.5 hours later. And the Guangzhou Highway is leaving Portland with another combo of possibly Hondas and Fords on board headed for Asia. Well, let's talk a little bit about security. I interviewed Captain Jeremy Smith recently. I went over to Air Station Astoria over by the airport here and interviewed him about the general topic was some of the unseen work that the Coast Guard does. I mean, we're all familiar with the rescue work that the Coast Guard does. Coast Guard does a lot of law enforcement work. They also are responsible for inspecting cargo ships that come into the river. And so there's a lot that goes on that, of course, as in many things in the maritime industry, things that we just simply don't see. And so one of the things we talked about, so we're going to hear a little more from this interview. We talked about what the criteria are as ships come into the river. It's a pretty complex and detailed operation to investigate a cargo ship that's coming into the river. It's a lot of places where, you know, you could, there could be potential problems. So I asked him about the criteria for screening ships that arrive here. So here's a clip from that interview with Captain Jeremy Smith.
I think they're well known just where the different ports of call have been. So if it's been in the Middle East, if its last port of call was somewhere in the Middle East, that's a discriminator. We keep track of the crew members on board. So if certain individuals are on board, if they don't have visas, then those are discriminators. So when the ship arrives, it tells us everyone who's on board, what individuals have visas, what their passports are. All those things are background checked to make sure that the crewmen are able to come into the port. And if they're not, then we talk to customs and other folks to make sure that the vessel and the crew are safe.
And so checking that documentation, when I was able to travel on a ship as a passenger, as a guest of the shipping company, when they made a run from here on the Columbia River up into British Columbia and then down into San Francisco, and when the ship arrived, it was a foreign flag vessel arriving from another country, Canada, there was a party of inspectors boarded the ship, and they were quite critical of me. What was I doing there? Because I wasn't a member of the crew. I did have my passport and all my papers were in order, and it was fine. But they were quite frightening, you know. But then when you consider, you could see that the crew members on the ship were alarmed that they might be detained in some way. But you know, a big port like San Francisco, ships coming in from all over the world, they needed to be really on top of their security, and it seemed like they really were. So we'll hear more tomorrow from my interview with Captain Jeremy Smith, commander at Air Station Astoria for the Coast Guard. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.